Huh?
What do we
this is, we're going back to the Ramchal. We're going to do, we'll probably try to do a little Ramchal every day. We're doing the Ramchal. It's called the Ilan. Oh, Ilan, it's an introduction to Kabbalah of the Arizal with Chassidut. That's the idea.
Okay.
That's basically what it's the Ramchal's Mishnayos. He has Mishnah. He wrote Mishnayos. He wrote Mishnayos on... to understand that read. So we're just trying to do those and a little bit of understanding what's behind them.
So it's going to be introduction to Kabbalah?
Yeah, but it's just giving you the essential, you call the essentials of Kabbalah with Hasidut. Essentials, that's really what it comes down to. She says, we're up to the second chapter, the last Mishnah. Mishnah Ches. This is the 288 sparks. There are 288 sparks that fell with what broke, what broke before, to give them, to sustain them. We spoke about the broken vessels. This bechira of broken vessels expresses itself in every person's life when he is beset upon by things that he doesn't really understand why they're his problem. One person has a very strong temper. Could be from when he's born. It's like, well, what did I do? I didn't do anything. I have this impossible temper. I mean, I just, another person is afraid of water. Scared of his mind. And for some reason he has to deal with water, or afraid of heights. Or he has this insecurity, or this problem. Or he tends to depression. It's like, what did I do? Why am I dealing with this? Well, this is what we're talking about, broken vessels. And the broken vessels resulted in the Ramchal explains one of his big, big yesodos, is that the purpose of broken vessels was to create a Yetzirah as well, and enable the Yetzirah, because if you, the ability to go after evil, because if you see godliness to a strong enough extent, you won't have a test, you won't have a choice, really, to be destructive. Except for suicide, maybe, but most of us, usually, when I hold it by, when I eat that extra bite of cake, I don't see that it's suicide. I just see that it's, you know, nice. It's something nice, a little more. A little more, not so good for me. Spiritually, it's not so good. It's not so good. It's the same thing when a person embarrasses another person, or whatever it may be. He doesn't see that it's poison for me doing it. I'm damaging myself. I don't see that. I don't understand that. So it's all because there was a breaking of the vessels. The breaking of these vessels enabled this. The vessels mean bring in the light of Hashem. You can theoretically bring it in, but it's not so easy. We're like we're all like a stila. It's like a wick. You have to put the light up. Light in, the Torah says. Light in. So we do that by connecting, by... So for right now, there are 288 sparks that fell, that hold these up. These sparks, when we do something physical, see, we don't see this and we don't know this. But when I make a food, when I clean my house, when I help my kids, when I walk down the block to the grocery to buy something, when I go to work and I work on writing whatever I'm writing, when I do this, whatever it may be, every person, every go through his whole day, what did he do? How did he do this? We are picking up sparks, hopefully, or burying them one or the other, hopefully picking them up. So we're picking up these 288 sparks. That's what we're doing.
Are these... The sparks relate to the matzah of a person, regardless of whether it's from the beginning of creation and it's a tikkun from there, or whether it's a tikkun for his gilgul.
Great question. Both. Sometimes he messes up. He has a certain amount to deal with. He comes from a particular place that he has to pick up, but it's not so easy. It's not so hard. So in essence, that's why it's Shabbos. One reason why we don't work is because Shabbos is when the sparks, when we did go up, then they ascend. So when you work, you're sort of denying that. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? It's now is the time when it goes up because everything stops working, because it's like the next world. So you're not supposed to be doing physical labor. There are certain things, creative labor, which you should not do today because it gets in the way. You're in the way. You're stopping your sparks from going up. That's how he does it. Explains for the example. That's how he explains the...
So it's not just from Hisori.
Huh?
It's not just from Hisori.
No. Even any, unless you say Kabbalah Shabbos before Shabbos. But then you take Mishnah, you're taking Shabbos from Boi B'Sholo, that's what you say. You didn't take Shabbos, you're preparing. At the least, you go out to the field, and that's what you do. Boi B'Sholo is when you bring in on Shabbos. Let's say, if you do it that way, if that's what your intention is, halachically, you say Boi B'Sholo is already Shabbos, so then's the time. And maybe so he is the fee that possibly the time. But if you, the minute you took in Shabbos, it's over. You can't do anything of this sort. Even before Shabbos, we took in until a certain point. It's already could become night. But if you take on Shabbos. But that's these 288 sparks that we have to put. The 288 sparks are all the highest level of each element. So again, we spoke about this Bechina of Ab. Ab, again, is the Gematria Chesed, and it's this Bechina of deep serenity, knowing it's all from Hashem. Every level has its own level of Ab. So first thing, Asiya. Action. When I do a good action, even if I'm not thinking that much about it, there's something very satisfying about it. So again, this satisfaction is a good. I know this is what I need to be doing. I'm feeling like I'm part of where I am. I'm supposed to be helping people this way. I'm supposed to help people that way. I'm supposed to be Shalayim Kodesh. I'm supposed to be here doing this, here doing that. When you have that, even if you don't have any deep kavana, you're not thinking. It's not on the level of speech. Level of speech, maybe the guy's speech is very messed up. He knows how to do things. Speech, he's got to work harder on his speech. His thoughts, they could be a lot better. And his deep connection to Hashem much higher than thoughts also. It's not complete at all. But in actions, he might have completion. He does his job, he helps to do his help, he brings people, he does whatever he does. Then there's a level on speech. When a person speaks and knows he's being guided from on high, he's really thinking, he's really connected to Hashem. And Hashem's doing something for him that he just, you know, suddenly the person connects to Torah, and you really connect it. You come to something which is like you're somewhere now. And if you're interrupted, you don't get back the thoughts. You are on this trend. You are on this place. And if you're interrupted, you can't get back there so easily.
Really?
Yeah, you just can't get there. You start speaking if you're somewhere.
You mean
and
like,
it can happen all the time.
You mean like by a question or something?
Yeah,
or
even anything.
Like
anything. Or a question also, but in life too. But you could be at the Shabbos table. You could be staying over something. And you weren't planning to say, we have a Pesach, let's say. You have a shot, you have a gate. Say this word. Mm-hmm. And you bring things in there, this thing and that, and all's coming, you're somewhere. Mm-hmm. And someone will interrupt, and you're like, that's the stupidest thing. Why are you reading the book? Why are you doing this? Don't go here. Don't do this. And it happens. And gone. Say whatever you said, it's done. And go back, it's hard.
So it's like the speech is flowing. It's
exactly. You're somewhere. Out. You're Ab. You're with Ab. I'm trapped. Maybe on your level, you're in only action, right? But there's also speech in action. You didn't get to the world of speech. When you're really in the world of speech, when you're really in the Zohar, you can't forget any Torah. That's when you connect to teaching also. You get it. It's also, you're in Zohar. There's no, it's only the Bechinus Malchus that you can forget. But we're all probably somewhere in Malchus usually. So, but either way, the speechless. When you are in that place, everything is good. Everything is just you with Hashem. Are you nullified in the level of thought? No. But now that I'm speaking, I'm somewhere, and I'm just giving out what I'm giving. Then you have a level of thought. Level of thought also. Level of thought is different. It's where a person he feels it's all going to be. Don't worry, it's all going to be. I don't know.
He knows.
It's not. He didn't speak to anyone. And expressing it, the guy won't even know what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. The person has a problem. He's worried about somebody. The guy's got the real serious behavior that's dangerous he's doing. And you're worried. You know. And you go to Dovra Mela, you go to the Rebbe, you say, what do I do? To Hashem. You're not even talking to the tzaddik necessarily. You're just doubting. You're saying tilling. This is not your thoughts. Here. Saying tilling. This actually happened to me. Saying tilling is not my thoughts. I'm crying. It's really bothering you. So and then, from nowhere.
Yeah.
It's not speech. It's not more come on, less come on. Mm-hmm. From nowhere, it's like, just maybe it's going to be okay. It'll sort itself out, and it did. Mm-hmm. Within 30 days. I was like, how did that happen? I was afraid like years. I'm like, well, I just went, I don't want to do this anymore. Whoa, that's amazing, that's awesome, it's time, done. Mm-hmm. The person was like, he was broken to pieces, I'm like, yeah, no problem, no reason. Mm-hmm. And Dovra Mela told him that, and he kept on being worried, he's like, no, I have a haftacha. He had this serenity, he was with Dovra Mela, he would have this bechina. Mm-hmm. It's his thought, he can't express it to someone. Mm-hmm. No, he told him, oh yeah, well, that's nice, he didn't have the same feeling, the other person might be worried anyway. think it's going to be fine. It's like that's on level 4. And then you have a level of something else entirely. That's Tadikya. That's really, that's a Tzilus. Tzilus, the person doesn't even feel himself. I don't exist. It's like, it's just a shame. That's really what he's, where he is. He's someone else entirely. Something else. It's hard to maybe illustrate that. Tzadikim, we can understand. He doesn't even feel, he doesn't even feel. Speaking the other day, I forgot who it was. One of the Tzadikim masters, someone came, he was a little child, his father.
Yeah.
The Rebbe was like, had a greenish pallor, he's sitting in the back, and he's sitting on the roof. So they went for a shana. I don't know if you spoke, maybe if you were here, I remember. So he went to a shana, and he said, Tati was in the Dhamma. I was in the Rebbe, he was in the Dhamma. So who was in the Dhamma? The Rebbe. The Rebbe can't move. Came down to Davin, and the Rebbe was alright. He's like, hey, jumping up and down. Like, I couldn't speak. What happened? He just, he's with Hashem. It doesn't make a difference. Paul Yeshua is, there's another one also, there's a Rebbe who was during Sukkot. He was, I forgot again, also, what was it? He was dominating the, you know, he had the norm, he was doing with a lot of poop, it's a connection. And the kids were running around, he looked and said, you try to, this one needs children, this one needs to shoot up. He's a partner of sense, like, you're trying to bring it down. You can't have the kids running around here. I just, what do you mean bring it down? What does that mean? Is it thought? You're going somewhere and opening something up. You got to be on the level to do that. That's the beginning. The more you can do that, the more you're on the level to really know what's what. Just saw a story. Oh, I remember if I didn't tell this. I know this can't be taken. I'll tell you afterwards, man. This is not it. That's a strong effort. Excellent year.
So that world of... there's a world of speech action.
There's a place where a person goes where it's like something's happening, he just does it. And he brings something. It's like, wow, how'd you do that? That's the. I can give you a different story than say the confessions. His mechutin said, how do you deal with someone who went off? I was with this yesterday. He said, how do you deal with someone who went off the derech of his own free will? How do you find a sfus? So first he said, no, but I never meet people like this. Like, come on, that's a nice joke. No, I said. He said, well, like he smiled, Bashe Hushon. He turned to Hashem, and the angels were like, you can't help him. He's going to be the worst Russia, bring the worst difficulties on the Jewish people. He said, no, as he is now. He said, here he is, he's waiting. Surely he has a hero, truly, surely he has something. What's he doing here by some Rebbe? He said, that's how I work to get to the place where I need to do it, to bring me Yeshua. I have to go somewhere. To bring. It's not just. It goes and it's like, again, I'll tell you that story. That's a shame. It's a good story. It's just not for
are you saying, like, there's like a Pesach, and if you happen and go through, it's like, but that's the only time you got
to
do it.
On every level, you have to work on getting it back. You can maybe get it back. It's a different place already. It's different. It's broke. And each level, point to who you are, point to where you are.
And this is all called like the Zah of
it's Yisrael. All no, it's all Ab. This Ab of it's all in Asiya really for us usually. But it's the Ab of the Ab of Asiya, that's the person's actions, he feels completion. Then you have the Ab of Yetzira, which is speech. We have the Ab of Bria, that's thought.
Yeah.
Ab of Atzilus, which is the heart, like the guy's bringing down Yeshua as soon as what he's doing. Someone can't pitch the Rebbe, can pitch the Rebbe also. He said, my life needs an operation. Again, I'm not advising this. I don't know about it. These Tzadikim knew what they were doing. You better know what you're doing. And he was like, you give me the money, I'll make the operation. Okay. Gave him the money. He took the paper, his scissors. Cut here, cut there, cut there. Okay, go home. No, he goes home. He said, I don't know what it is. I feel better. That's it. Again, it's like, so someone asked him, how do you tell somebody you're going to make an operation and you cut the paper? Like, and it does it. Like, how would you have to cut? He said, what do you mean? It's not for me. The money's for Tzaka. I'm down here for another person. It's for my whole heart. Of course Hashem will answer me. What kind of question? That's not a question. What are you talking about? Like, he totally. But you have to get to this place.
The
and then you bring it in. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's like beyond something you can't really get the someone went to the doctor. You said something. It didn't sound good. It was dangerous. So you always go to the doctor. So, and then the doctor would help find a way. So one time someone, he was in a chassid, he heard about it, so he didn't want to go to the Rebbe, he couldn't really, he's like, you know what, we'll just go to get another opinion, it can't be the worst assessment. So finally they went to the Rebbe, and said, well, that's what we said, that's what we did. So the Rebbe said, it depends who says to seek another opinion. He thought for a minute, and said, go seek another opinion, and then they found a way. You know, it's like, you can't, you're not going, you can't just, like an ape the Rebbe, you better be where he is. If you're beginners, maybe you really, really are there. And you could lose this also. You were there, and now go find it, go get there. But that's these four apps, these four different levels of connection, deep, deep, intrinsic connection. And there are four ways of filling out these apps. We spoke about it, and I don't know if we're going to speak about it now again. Actually, there's a chart here. Excellent year, that's the beginning of these inyanim. So whatever fell, these different levels are there, and that's what gives them life, and that's how we get to picking up these sparks. Because on whatever level, we have to be in consonance with the hashgacha. We have to be, if you get to aliyah, get to aliyah, and it's like everything was the way it's supposed to be, everything. He gets a serenity, and that's the highest, and he's picking everything up. But that's done through breaking my neck, and it's hard. That's what we saw in in Shavuos too. It's me saying that's what he does. Yes, this is actually fixing
it. I don't know what my question is. Maybe you can speak it out. But it's on the one hand, I hear when you say breaking my neck where it's hard, and it has a lot of value to grow. And on the other hand, there is also a place an experience where you just stop trying and just being. And
last year, not a contradiction, but there'll be failures that you have to either obsess about and let bother you, or you have to just say it's part of what Hashem wants, so accept them. So that's also part of it. Doesn't have to be a struggle, but as Rebbe said, if the person has real emuna, doesn't have to do it, you have to fast, you have to just hold on, just keep not to sit there. But there are different levels. That's one of the things we're trying to get to. Don't bother. It doesn't bother me. I'm not held up. I'm not. It's okay. It's all from Hashem. It's what he wants. It's easier said than done, that's for sure. And every person according to where he's holding, but there's a beginning of the where it's darkness and it's hard. That's the bottom line. And I can just be, I don't have to try and over kilo I'm doing it. It's Hashem doing it, not me. Forgot to bring that because it upset your memory. Anything that goes down, call your whatever goes down from that. From these malachim, whatever goes up from that. The breaking of the vessels is what determines all these things. One of the yisodos of the Ruchal is that everything, no matter how bad it is, has a built-in part of it that's going to make it become good. Mm-hmm. That's what it's about. So we just have to get to that. And that means finding the moon in it, finding that Hashem is from Hashem. That's the Quran that says when you know it's from Hashem, it says it has to have the names of Hashem, these sparks to give it life. The minute you say it's from Hashem, it picks up the sparks, the problem has no more life. It just very often dissipates. It's all Hashem, it's all from Hashem. That's the bottom line, I think. Alright. So we did one Mishnah, this is what we call. No, I am. And then what does it say? The moon will be like the sun. Again, let's look at a little bit on Shavuos. Every Yom Tov gets to the place of everything is one. Even the obscurity is all clarity. It's all illumination. Prozof, the year. It says on the day that Yom Tov is going to heal us to such an extent, there's no more affliction. Just the four. Just a four, just a healing. But Omer Umashas on the Atayi Yomechad, I'll erase their awareness of one shot, and that's the mikvah for us. For my Hashem, the Forage, we are Hashem, the Shmeach, Hashem will be the Melech that day, Hashem will be one as they will be one. That's this last Mishnah of 30 days. Then we'll be up to Tikrit, which is very appropriate. So that's the bottom line of these, what these sparks are and how they work. So I guess they'll do Path to Joy now.
Okay.